Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about how flooding impacts winter grazing systems. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, extensive and excessive rain in Mississippi and other parts of the South can impact winter grazing. What winter grasses are more flood tolerant?
Amy, some foliage like annual ryegrass tend to be more flood tolerant, but on the other hand, small grains, especially wheat and oats, can be severely affected by flooding because they are not conditioned to those type of situations.
And how can water saturation and livestock impact grasses?
Due to water saturation, soils are very soft, and hoof action can also damage the root system or your winter grazing system. But it can also impact summer perennial grasses that are dormant and can cause a delay in their spring green up.
Now tell me, what type of grazing management may be implemented?
In this type of extreme cases, it might be a good idea to implement a limit grazing management approach to provide plant recovery, livestock damage of plants by trampling with soil, and minimize some compaction that can slow down plant recovery. Areas that are usually covered with water for a period of days should also be monitored for weeds in the spring and make sure that a control program is in place. Hay should be rotated to high areas with good drainage and reduce hay waste and trampling.
So how can flooding impact soil nutrients?
Soil samples might be needed to be taken in flood areas since soil nutrients may have been leached and fertility can be impacted. If you have pastures and hay losses, it is important to keep record of the number of bales and number of acres, and in case of disaster declaration, might be cover your losses. And by taking those soil samples, you might be able to effectively fertilize your pastures in the summer.
So after flooding, what type of livestock safety precautions should we be taking into consideration?
Usually major flood events will vary in the degree of impact on pastures, but before allowing livestock re-enter to flooded areas, it is important to scout the pasture for debris that can harm the livestock. Fences and waters on the ground can pose a hazard to livestock. If the livestock have been exposed to flooded areas, producers should also monitor the livestock for injuries and possible diseases.
Now, what type of diseases can livestock be susceptible to?
Some flooded-related diseases can include laminitis, fever, and swelling. Some diseases can present in flood areas for months after the flood and can increase the risk of infectious diseases such as blackleg, pneumonia, and leptospirosis. Therefore, keep a close monitoring in livestock exposed to flooded areas. I would suggest to wait 2 to 4 weeks to allow animals back onto flooded pastures.
Rocky, tell me about hay storage areas, like where hay has been baled and also stored. What should we do if we find it flooded?
In some cases like that, Amy, producers tend to store hay in their fields. And if the hay have been flooded, it's important that they monitor that hay for mold accumulation. Mold can cause some respiratory disease in some type of livestock, but also the quality of hay might decrease, which means that in the long term, you might have to increase the amount of hay that you need to be able to feed the animal for the rest of the season.
So if a pasture gets flooded, how long should we wait to apply any fertilizer?
Amy, usually fertilizer application in flooded areas should be delayed at least 3 to 4 weeks to allow those plants to recover and be able to utilize that nitrogen. Nitrogen application following a flooded area might not have the benefit that waiting for that period of time.
And maybe we should reiterate, don't feed moldy hay to your livestock, right?
That's correct. You're going to see high refusal. I would suggest that the producer try to find hay that's suitable for their livestock and get it tested.
So to get hay tested or for more information, where can we go?
I would suggest you go to our extension website. In the forest section, you can find quite a bit of information related to hay testing. And also samples can be sent to the Mississippi State Chemical Lab for analysis.
Okay, so that's extension.msstate.edu and then forages, right?
That's correct.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Extension Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.